Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
But 20 years ago, if somebody had said the name Phil Spector, the first thing that you would have said was producer, great producer, maybe the best. Now, somebody says the name Phil Spector, the first thing you think of is murderer.
Didn't he kill somebody?
He killed somebody, didn't he? Yeah, he did.
He's Phil, the guy that liked guns.
Phil Spector died in prison. Over the weekend, he was 81 years old. He had been serving a 19-year sentence for shooting actress Lana Clarkson in his Los Angeles home. To the songs that you have, we'll give you some of them in alphabetical order. Across the Universe by the Beatles. Be My Baby by the Ronettes. When we're done with this, give me the first one that you that you think, well, that's Spector. Across the Universe, Be My Baby, Ronettes. Chapel of Love by the Dixie Cups. Go into the chapel and we're going to get married.
Yeah.
The Do Ron Run by the Crystals, not Sean Cassidy. Do You Remember Rock and Roll from the Ramones. Happy Christmas, War is Over from John Lennon. Imagine and Instant Karma from Lennon. Let It Be, Beatles. Long and Winding Road as well. My Sweet Lord from George Harrison. River Deep, Mountain High from Ike and Tina. Then He Kissed Me from the Crystals. Unchained Melody, Righteous Brothers. You Lost That Lovin' Feeling, Righteous Brothers. What Is Life, George Harrison. It's impossible to choose.
I think there's two eras. I think that Motown thing with like Be My Baby and Then He Kissed Me and some of that.
Yeah.
Do Run Run. And then the Lost the Lovin' Feeling and the Long and Winding Road era, you know.
Yeah, I guess I think of the girl groups.
Yeah.
I think of Ronnie Spector, the Ronettes and all that. That's what I think of. First, you make your way to the Beatles. You get there.
Yeah.
But he made, the Righteous Brothers, those two songs, holy cow.
And Ronnie Spector, what was her quote?
She said, as I said many times while he was alive, he was a brilliant producer, but a lousy husband. Darlene Love said, when I heard he was arrested for murder, I said I knew this day would come. That's because he was, in the studio playing with guns and he was allegedly firing off guns in the studio for John Lennon's rock and roll album. Here's May Pang. Remember her, John Lennon's girlfriend? She was at some of those sessions, and here are some of her recollections of what went down.
Well, first of all, the wall was somebody else's.
Hold on. I got here's May Pang.
Spector would drink a bottle of Cavassier a night at the studio. Phil was not an easy person to work with. 71, 72... He was more tolerant because John was a co-producer. He had more control. When we did the 73 and we decided we wanted to go do the rock and roll album, and he managed to get Phil, John was happy because he had just gotten off of the Mind Games, and he was just happy to say, I just want to continue on. I want to do a rock and roll album of songs that shaped my life.
And then if you saw the Al Pacino Phil Spector movie a few years ago, they recreate the scene where he's like in the mixing room, and I don't know, people aren't getting it. They aren't doing what he wants.
They're not listening.
Yeah, he just puts a few bullets into the ceiling to get everyone's attention. The Wall of Sound, here's where he says that name came from.
Well, first of all, The Wall was somebody else's title. I think it was somebody at Life magazine did a feature story on me, a cover story, and came up with it. So I never should be attributed to the title The Wall of Sound. It was just a way of recording to make everything sound as if it were live and being heard on the radio as you recorded it in the studio.
Did you hear any bullets in The Wall of Sound in any of those songs?
Man, he sounds like he's laboring just to speak. Joe, was he in that?
That was his last interview. I think it was a few years before he was locked up. Here's Joey Ramone talking about doing an album with Phil.
I guess working with Phil Spector was pretty nuts. I would say that's one of the craziest experiences we had. He was very insane. Totally deranged. And everything you've heard is true. It was his idea to work with us, and we tried it. It was like an experiment, like Frankenstein.
Yeah, the Ramones and the Wall of Sound. Did he? I mean, he didn't do anything musically when he was in prison. I mean, just to pass the time or something. He could have done the, you know, behind the prison wall of sound or something. Had like a, you know, a prison choir.
Can you have instruments in prison?
Yes.
You can?
Well,
a harmonica, you
no,
can,
No, as
right?
long as you, like, if you're on good time and stuff, they have whole music rooms and everything where you can go in and they got all kinds of amps. You can record music and all kinds of do stuff.
I mean, like, in your cell. Can you have a guitar in your cell?
I don't know if you can have it in your cell.
What instrument could be weaponized? They all could be weaponized.
Choke somebody with a guitar string.
So if I got put away, I would ask for my sousaphone from high school. Can I have that, please? All right, and then the Let It Be album. That was Phil Spector who produced that. And here he is talking about that last album with the Beatles.
That it was inevitable that they were going to break up and that this was their last statement and this was their last time together and whatever they had changed in the world of music was done and over, and this was their last statement, and I was a party to it. I was the best at what I did. They were the best at what they did, and it was a meeting of the minds that was perfect for me, and John felt for them.
I don't think you can have a drum set in your prison cell, can you? No. They're not going to allow that to happen. They're not going to. Maybe an acoustic guitar. Maybe you could have an acoustic in there.
Maybe. I doubt it. I bet you probably have one and have access to it on break time or whatever. You can go down to the music room if you've been good.
What about a cowbell? Here is Let It Be from the Beatles, produced by Phil Spector, who is out at 81.